Last week I started with wisdom, and if you remember, I asked, what would you, don't say it, but what would you, if God came to you and God said, what do you want? If God came to you and said, what do you want? What would you say?
Don't tell me.
What would you say?
I know some of y'all,
I want a new car, want a new house, and he said anything you want, and you could go make a list, all right? And some of you act like it's Christmas, and you would just put your list down and all that. Solomon, when God came to him, Solomon, in essence, he said, I want wisdom. And I have come to this at point in my life, that's what I want. God, give me wisdom. If you've been around me long enough and you ask me, you say, man, what can I pray for? I want wisdom. My desire is to have wisdom. Wisdom will show you how to handle life. Wisdom will show you how to handle people. People, family, friends, fake people, foes. Wisdom will show you how to handle. Wisdom will show you how to handle places. God will put you in good places. God will put you in bad places. God will put you in tough places. He'll show you how to handle places. He'll show you how to handle things. Things you have, things you don't have. Things you want, things you don't want. He'll show you how to handle life. You want wisdom. Proverbs 4:7, if you read King James, says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore give wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. I like it in the Message. I want to read the Message to you. It says this: when I was a boy at my father's knee, the pride and joy of my mother, he would sit me down and drill me. Take this to heart. Do what I tell you. Live. Sell everything and buy wisdom. Forage for understanding. Don't forget one word. Don't deviate one inch. Never walk away from wisdom. She guards your life. Love her. She keeps her eye on you. Above all and before all, do this. Get wisdom. Write this at the top of your list. Get understanding. Throw your arms around her. Believe me, you won't regret it. Never let her go. She'll make your life glorious. She'll give you life with grace. Your days with beauty. Ask God, and God says it in James, ask for wisdom. So, once I caught on to this, I've been asking for wisdom. Constantly. God, give me wisdom. I need to know how to work through life. I need to know how to work through death. I need to know how to deal with people. But you just don't know. You don't know. You walk up on somebody crazy. People are crazy. They look at you normal. They're like, hey, how you doing? But they're crazy. You don't know. You don't know. Somebody come, hey, man, how you doing? And I don't know how to take that. And you say, I go, Lord, give me wisdom. People, and so you gotta know how to weed. God, how do you deal with stuff? Give me wisdom. And so I've been asked. And so, So God's been showing me some stuff, and I just want to share it with you. And some of you might already have it. You might say, hey, I already know this. Cool. All right. I just want to help those. I want to be a helper. I want to encourage you. If you got wisdom, because wisdom is the word of God. If you have wisdom, great. I just want to encourage you to keep walking in the wisdom of God. If this can help you, great. But this is wisdom to help you get through this world, because we don't have a manual. There's a manual for him. Only one who has it is God. Calhoun. Whew. That's my man. He's from Georgia. Right, Georgia people kind of crazy. All right, you got to know God. All right, well, give me the manual on Calhoun. You got to know that. God has it. Because you don't know how. You don't know me. I don't know. Jimmy, I really don't. I got to ask God, how do I deal with Jimmy? How do I deal with Son? How do I deal? You got to ask God. God will give you the wisdom. Your kids didn't come with a manual. Did they? No. You got. I know you had to ask God, help me with Ramona. Lord, have mercy. All right? You got to get it from God. God has it. You got to learn how to ask. You got to learn how to seek it. There's some things God has taught me. I'll go over real quick. The first one. I told you about this last week. What you shovel out is coming back to you. And the illustration, I had a little shovel in his hand, and God has his big shovel, and whatever you throw out comes back at you. Or another illustration of that, because what you give comes back. Whatever you do comes back to you. A fan. Oh, let's do the wind. One time I had, I remember I got mad at somebody gave me this job, and they told me to rake leaves. I was in college. And there was a big old area, and they said, rake leaves. Now, the wind was blowing this way, and they said, I want you to rake the leaves this way. You ever tried to rake leaves in the wind blowing at you, and you blow that way, and the wind leaves go this way? Well, think of it like a big fan blowing hard, wind blowing. Whatever you throw, coming back. You spit. I'm going to spit on you. Oh, guess what? You throw kisses. Mwah, coming back. Whatever you throw is coming back. That's a thing of wisdom. That's a way to get through this world. Understand, whatever you throw at people, coming back at you. You judgmental. It's going to hit you. You kind at night, it's going to hit you. Whatever you throw, it's coming back. Wisdom, take it with you. Take it with you. Remember, sometimes I'll see, and see, it don't matter what they throw, it matters what you throw. If they throw ugliness and they throw nastiness at you and they mean it, because I used to think, man, they threw it at me, I'm going to throw it right back. No, 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 no. Whatever you throw, coming back at you. Yes, they might throw nasty stuff at you. Don't you throw it back. That's why I couldn't understand God. I couldn't understand when he just said, love your enemies. And I'm like, no, I can't do that. I've been taught, I play football, you have to knock them out. You don't love them, you try to kill them. God said, no, baby, you can't. You got to love that. They treat you wrong, you love back, because whatever you throw, coming back at you. Holy. Holy. First Peter talks about it. It says, be holy as God is holy. Can anybody be holy like God? Raise your hand. Is anybody in here holy like God? Go ahead, because if you stand, I'm going to hit you. Alright? Ain't nobody holy like God. And yet God says, be holy as I am holy. And another way to look at this is pass-fail. You got two grades. You either pass or you fail. What God is looking for, God asks us to be holy like him. Can we do it? No. But why does he ask? Because he wants you to try. He wants you to give your best. If this is zero and this is one, God wants you to go for one. Now, holiness is over there at 100. I start out right here. God wants you to try. Give me your best. I want you to be holy like me. Well, God, all I can do is this much. That's all he'll take. That's what he's asking for. Just aim for me. Don't aim for zero. You can hit zero. I give up. I quit. I'm not even going to try. That's not trying. That's aiming for zero. You can hit zero. Anybody can hit zero. That means I just give up. I don't even try. Aim. Do your best. God, I'm trying. I'm not there, but I'm trying. Does that make sense? Thirdly, I hit me with this. In James, it talks about pride. Y'all ever did this before? I don't know. I know Jada, you did a lot, but I don't know. You ever did this? Y'all never did that? Okay. You ever checked yourself? All right. You check. This is actually, this is the over. All right. Check yourself. Check yourself. Constantly, you gotta check yourself. I work at I'm at Socrates High School, I work with special needs kids. This is this one kid. I'm out of his class now, but every time he sees me, he wanna come talk to me. He said, hey, babe, and he wanna come over. And he doesn't just kinda, you know, like I kinda want distance or space. And he kinda get right up on you and do one of these things, you know. And he looked normal, but he stank. Put no deodorant. He just stank, you know. And my nose messed up anyway because I deal with the kids, so it don't work most of the time. But when I snuck, he come around and I snuck, it worked. And I'm like, oh. And he just went this, and we tried to tell him, put your deodorant on, he, you know, he stank. God does not want to smell. One of the things God hates, smell he hates, is pride. You need to check yourself. I'm constantly checking myself. Do I have any pride in my life? Pride. Am I selfish? Is it all about me? Am I racist? Am I prejudiced? Am I sexist? Do I think I'm better than somebody? Do I think people lower than me? Check yourself. If you stink before God, if you got pride in your life. If you think you're better than somebody else, if you think you're higher than somebody else, you think, oh, I got more than them, so I must be, you ought to listen to me. Check yourself if you stink. God hates pride, but he loves humility. We need to spray ourselves with humility. How can I be a blessing to you? How can I serve you? What can I do for you? Wisdom from God. God don't like things that stink. Check yourself. Smell yourself.
Hopefully that helped.
Just a little bit.
Now, remember I talked about
God wanting you to give your best, do your best. The problem is we are a mess. I'm a mess. I'm a mess. But here's what I love about God. And matter of fact, I'm someone, Jimmy, I'm, here, this is just me. And I'm cool, I'm pretty cool. If you lie to me once, maybe even twice, I'm still hang with you, I'll still be your friend. But usually about strike three, I'm cut to you. I mean, I'll be nice to you, I'll be respectful, but we ain't friends. I mean, if I'm your employer and you don't show up or you keep messing up or you keep blowing the job and messing, I most likely gonna fire you. That's just the way I am. Okay? You keep screwing up, if you screw up 2-3 times, I'm you screw up 20 times, you threw. I'm just gonna say, you threw. Jackie mess up. Jackie, you didn't cook. You messed my food up. This is the 10th time. I'm getting ready. But anyway, I'll be dead. But anyway, she out. But what I love about God, the balance of God, God wants us to give us his best, but God says this in the Bible, Lamentations. He says, my mercy. Do every day. Why does God use us? Do you understand God is using us to touch and save this world? I don't know if you know it or not. God is using you to save this world. God is using me. I'm a mess. I mess up all the time. But here's what God has had to let me know. Van, my mercies are new every day.
So this is what it looks like. Today's Sunday. Vanden messed up. Vanden made a mess on Sunday. You know what he said? On Monday, he said, don't worry about it. Your mercies are new every day. He started right back over. I treated just like I don't even know what happened. I threw that away. You can start all over. I know you messed up. I know you made mistakes.
I know you said the wrong thing, did the wrong thing, thought the wrong thing. You didn't get it right. You blew it. Made a bad mistake. You ever made a bad mistake? Cost you a whole lot of money. Cost you something. Didn't do right. God says, my mercy is new every day. So you messed up again on Monday. Messed up on Monday. God said, throw it away. I got new mercies for Wednesday. We start all over again. I forgive you. It's okay. You're still my man. You're still my woman. You're still my person. I still want you. I still want you to help me save this world. I'm still going to use new mercies every day. But God, I really, really blew it. I really, really messed up this time. I mean, I messed up. And I just, I really messed up big time. God say, it's all right. Come Thursday. Mercy new every day. I don't care. It's all right. Lord, I had a divorce. Lord, abortion. Lord, I messed up. Lord, I doesn't matter. My mercy's new every day. Now, here's the deal. His mercies are new every day. All you got to do is take it. Now, people don't have that. Remember, I just said I don't have that. And we'll try to get you. You'll mess up. We'll try to get, yeah, hold your paper. Hang on to it. And we'll break on Tuesday. And on Wednesday, we'll say, see? And then we see you on Thursday. You remember what you did? And you remember? And we'll try to get you to hold on to it. And what God is saying is, my mercies. See, I want to live in God's heaven. I don't want to live in your heaven. I don't care about your mercy. I care about his mercy. And so I'm more concerned about what he thinks and how he sees me. And so I'm like, okay, God, I'll take your mercies. And I ain't going to, because people say I messed up in the past and I didn't do right. You know, I'm not going to hold on to what they say. I'm going to hold on to what you say. Your mercies are new every day. Every day. There was a, this past week, there was I heard the story. I don't know when it happened, but the mama was talking. And there's this kid, they messing around. They were roasting marshmallows. Kids, they roasting marshmallows. Little girl with her friends. And roasting marshmallows. And somebody messed around, took gas and threw it on the fire. See, the girl, the only thing that wasn't burned on the girl was the soles of her feet. I don't know if she lived or not. Person who played around, who threw the gas, what do you think? How do you think that person felt? What do you think would be up here? What do you think people will say and how they had to watch that person burn? And what God is saying, I got mercies. I know you messed up. I know you made mistakes. But we're going to start all over. Because people won't let you let that go. Satan won't let you let that go, but God will. Because the mercies are new every day. If you messed up, if you didn't do it right, if you did something wrong, start all over. It's okay. His mercies are new every day. Forgive yourself. I can't tell you how many people I meet, they won't forgive themselves. God has forgiven them, but they won't let it go. Let it go. That makes sense. One more thing? Or you want me to stop now? One more? Okay. Okay. This is my W-2. This is my W-2. Okay. W-2. Jesus was got mad, got bent out of shape in the Bible. Went off on people. I wish I could have been there. I wish I could. It said Jesus ripped through the temple. Kicking over tables, throwing people out. Bang! That kind of Jesus out. Bang! I'm sure in my mind, I bet he was checking. Boom! Someone would bow up and he said, yeah. And he hit him dead in the chest. You hit him from heaven? Well, I know that. Anyway, he got mad. Then he said, y'all made my house a building. My house is a house of prayer. My house is a house of prayer. We're supposed to pray. I don't know if you know it or not, but our job as Christians, we're supposed to pray. We pray. That's our job. That's what we do. We pray. That's our job. You know, like you, I go to work. I go to work. Uncle goes to work. As Christians, we're supposed to pray. We're supposed to pray for people. We're supposed to pray for ourselves. We're supposed to pray for people. We're supposed to pray for people we love, people we can't stand. We're supposed to pray for our community. We're supposed to pray for our world. We're supposed to pray. That's our job. That's what we're supposed to do. Yes, I understand there are times you're supposed to have vacation, and you're supposed to take breaks, and you're supposed to rest. Understand that. But we're supposed to go to work. We pray. We pray for people. That's our job. If we don't pray, God can't move. We pray. I check people out. People don't think I'm checking you out. I check you out, especially when we do prayer. Some people come in and they don't never pray. I don't need prayer. I don't need prayer for nobody. I got it. It's your job to pray. You ever get around people and they at work, but they don't do nothing? You working. They ain't doing nothing. But then check time comes, they say, give my money. And they talking trash, huh? They didn't pay me that thing for so-and-so. You didn't do nothing. They want to be blessed, but they don't want to work for it. Bible says if man don't work, he don't eat. If you want to eat the goodness of the Lord, you got to pray. That's our job. That's what we do. If we don't pray, our God's going to move. That's good. You ain't got to do no long, drawn-out, 10-hour prayer. No, you just got to pray. You got to pray for people. That's what we do. God's checking you. Are you praying? Because when you pray, you get paid. God will bless you for praying. And yes, you might have to take some time off. Yes, you might get hurt. Sometimes, I've been there. Sometimes things will shake you so much you can't even pray. That's why I need you praying. Sometimes people go through a hard time and a rough time and they can't. We got to step up to prayer. That ain't no problem. But then once you finish that, get back to prayer. That's our job. That's what God's looking for. That's what. It ain't hard. We just got to do it. Do you go to work all the time saying, yay? No. Sometimes you got to get up and go to work. Sometimes you got to get up and pray. There's all types of prayer. You pray on your knees, you pray on your face, pray on your back, pray in the bathroom, pray in the car. Pray. You got to pray. What's your W-2 like? You make any money? You've been praying. Let me just tell you this. Pray. Pray. Pray in season. When it's good, pray when it's bad, pray. That's our work. Father, I love you.
I thank you. Help us, Lord. Help us be wise. Your word is wisdom. Help us to hold on to your word, Father, so we know how to make it through this earth, through this time. So much going on, Father, and so many things coming at us. We need your wisdom. And again, your wisdom is in your word. Thank you, Father. I pray for each person here. Bless them. Be with them. Father, I lift Jamie up to you. Encourage him. Strengthen him. Walk with him, Father. Thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, y'all be blessed. Good day.